Well, I appreciate you tuning in this morning. Good to be back in the broadcast time again with the Back to the Book broadcast. Evangelist Gene Voss with you this morning, trying to bring to you the Word of the Living God for salvation of souls and for promotion of God's people. It's good to be here this morning. Hope you're making plans now to be in the house of God today. It's the will of God that every saint of God go to church, amen, be in the house of God. We invite you to come today. Be with us here at Mountain View Baptist Church here in Tryon. Brother Kevin Norton's a pastor, and he'll preach to you the Word of God today. Sunday school begins at 10 o'clock, and then our worship at 10:50, 10:45, and then back tonight at 5 o'clock for the evening service, and then prayer meeting at 7 on Wednesday, and we invite you to come to be with us in the services, and I believe you'll be blessed of God if you will, and be in the house of God. I want to send it out to the shut-ins, those that's not able to go to the house of God. Trust it'll be a real blessing to your heart today, be an uplift to you, and be a strength to your heart and your life this morning. And I want to send it out to those especially that are not a Christian, you're not saved. Be a good day to turn your heart to the Lord and be saved before it's too late. I want to send it out to you this morning. I'm glad faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. And we have the ability to hear and to believe because of Him. This morning, He gave us a measure of faith in our hearts and lives that we might believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved before it's too late. Good to be in the house of God this morning and at broadcast time, being able to just bring to you the Word of God. We've got a King James Bible before us, and we believe it. God's preservation of His Word for this generation today, and I thank God for that this morning. So it's good to be here. Thank God for each one of you that's listening today. So you be in the house of God today. We want to pray for you this morning. Fathers, we bow in your presence again. God, we're so grateful to you. You've let us come once again to the throne room, to the throne room of God, that we might be able, Lord, to bring before you our petitions and our prayers and our needs and our heart's desires this morning. And I pray, God, you bless every need in Radio Land this morning. Many folks have got needs today. They've got physical needs. They've got spiritual needs. Many have financial needs, Lord. And your people, which are called by your name, Lord, have got the right to bow at the throne of grace this morning. I ask you, God, to help them and their needs and the burdens they have. Now this day, Father, have your way throughout the day. Have our nation to turn back to you. And there's ever been a need in our country today. It's the need to hear the Word of God. Oh, God, I pray you to awaken our hearts and lives in our country today. Help our leaders of our land, God, to turn their hearts to you and find the direction that they need for this great nation to take. Have your way. Have your will. We'll honor you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, we're going to have some songs this morning. Hope it will be a blessing to your heart today, and that God would use the program to be an uplift to you this morning. You listen now as they sang this morning.
Well, the Lord has been so good to me, I've got to praise His name. He woke me up this morning and gave me a brand new day. He leads me and He guides me each step of the way. Well, the Lord has been so good to me. Good to me, I has made. He woke me up this morning and gave me a brand new day. He leads me and he guides me each step of the way. Well, the Lord has been so good to me.
Amen. Well, he certainly has been good to us. I praise God after that this morning. Well, to praise his name. That's going to be a subject of our broadcast this morning, the praise of our faith. I've been trying to preach about the faith, and for by grace through faith are you saved, that not of yourselves, a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. But then there's the living of our faith. We live our faith out, promoting our faith. And I tell you, we praise his name for what he's done for us. It's all because of him this morning. So we're going to have another song now, a couple more. I hope it'll be a blessing to you. Listen as they sing this morning. Amen.
I don't know where this song comes from. A friend of mine recorded it. As soon as I heard it, I thought, well, we've got to learn that. But just talks about the, tell me the story of Jesus. Sometimes we forget. People don't want to tell the story as it is. But the important thing about the story of Jesus is that a king came down from heaven and took the place of a wretch like me and bled and died for my sins. And that never gets old when we recognize who we are and what he is. Thank God for the story of Jesus.
Sometimes in this life of mine, I need to hear it all again. How that Jesus came down to men, suffered and died for them. Tell me how he rose again. So tell me that story. Story so precious, and oh, how it blesses. I think I want to hear it again. Tell me that story. God's only begotten is sometimes forgotten. When things seem to go our way, more and more I'm finding I need reminding of just what he did on that day. How he suffered the shame and agony for the the cross with humility, just to save someone like me.
So tell me that story, how the King of all glory laid down his life for me. It's a story so precious, and oh, how it blesses. I think I want to hear it again. Tell me that story. Tell me the story of Jesus. Write on my heart every word. Tell me the story most precious, sweetest that ever was heard. So tell me that story, how the King of all glory laid down his life for me. It's a story so precious, and oh, how it blesses. I think I want to hear it again. Tell me that story.
Amen. What a story to tell. Amen. Thank God for that. Now this morning, amen. What a story. What a story. I'm glad we got something to tell, got something to say this morning. Amen. Hope that was a blessing to you today. And I have one more. You listen as I sing.
Mine was mended. He became sin. Now I am clean. The cross he carried for my burdens. The nails that held him set me free. His life for mine. Suffering brought me healing. He shed his blood to fill my soul. His crown of thorns made me royalty. His sorrows gave me joys untold. His life for mine. Life.
Daddy gave his life for mine. Hebrews chapter 13 this morning. Hebrews chapter 13. And we're going to try to take a few minutes for promotion of our faith. But I want to say the praise of our faith this morning. We've got a faith that that wants to praise God. He done so much for us. These songs speak of that so well this morning. But in Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. That is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks unto his name. But to do good and to communicate not, forget not. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices, God is well pleased. And so the promotion, the praise of our faith this morning is something that we do because that we're saved by the grace of God. Let that redeemed by the Lord say so, whom we hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy this morning. So we the praise of our faith. When you've got real faith, you'll want to praise God for it. You'll want to give glory to his name. And give him honor for what he's done for us. And he talks about this here. Now, the praise of our faith, of course, is by him. By him. That's what this beginning of this verse said this morning. By him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. It's not something we do at just one time. We don't just praise him just for one day, just for one season, but we praise God continually every day by our faith. We praise him for that. And so we're offering the sacrifice of praise unto God. We're praising God this morning. I don't have anything to praise God for in my life today except for what the Lord has done for me, and it's by him this morning. So we communicate. Communicate that to those around us here that hears us and sees us, and that we communicate that faith unto them by our praising God continually. And then that, of course, that promotes right into our good works because of our faith. Now, the Bible tells us that, listen, that faith is something that produces works. And we know that according to the book of James, show me your faith by your works. And I'll show you my faith by my works. And so we communicate that faith today. And the Bible, in the very next verse, that he talks about that. And so we're to offer that sacrifice of praise to God continually, which is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. So it's a verbal thing. It's a vocal thing. We're not to sit quietly and just because we're a child of God. We communicate by our faith, by our speaking forth. And the Bible said that is the fruit of our lips. What we're saying brings honor and praise unto our God this morning. So we're to communicate that. And that, what is that? What does that tell us this morning? It tells us that to do good and to communicate, forget not. And so what is that faith? It goes right into our works. Because of our faith, we tell folks about what the Lord's done for us, but then it transfers right on into our work to do good. To do good. Why do we do good? Because of our faith. Why do we communicate our faith to do good and to communicate not? And don't forget that this morning. And so we forget not, though. I don't forget to communicate, and if you don't forget to do good, and the works that we do communicates our faith, and because it's not a faith that's dead, but it's a faith that communicates, and our work shows the faith that we have in him this morning. So to do good and communicate, forget not, for with sacrifices, God is well pleased. So what do we do when we communicate our faith by our praise unto God? We please the Lord. We please God, the Bible said, and God is well pleased when we communicate our faith, not only verbally, by our speaking out by our faith, but by our good works, the things that we're doing, and to do those things, and the others might see the Lord Jesus in our lives today. And the faith without works is dead, being alone. But I'm telling you, brother, our faith communicates by our good works. And so show them that this morning. So in doing good and communicating not, God is well pleased this morning. And so there's the promotion of our faith, and there's the praise of our faith. And when we're praising the Lord for what He's done for us, how do we do that? Well, has anybody heard that you tell what God did for you when you got saved by the grace of God? Have you a testimony that others heard that Jesus saved you and convicted you of your sins and put you in the family of God? Have you communicated that to others about what God has done for you? And then that communication of faith produces works. You begin to do good. Well, you say, does that get me to heaven? No, doing good don't get you to heaven. Being born again gets you to heaven, but it communicates to others what God has done in your life and produces that works in your heart and in your life today. And so we've got something to say. We got something to communicate. We got to praise the Lord for what He's done. And so when folks hear of our praise unto God, and other communicates to them what the Lord has done for us. Has anybody heard you tell what Jesus has done for you when He saved you by His wonderful grace? He said, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen. Let us say so, whom it redeemed from the hand of the enemy. I'm telling you, God done something so good for me when He saved me. I want to tell others about it. Ever since God saved me that night, it's been 71 years ago, and brother, I wanted to tell somebody about what the Lord has done for me. And just immediately after I got saved, I got to wanting to testify about the good grace of God, communicating my faith to others as the Lord had saved me and by His wonderful grace. So we've got that duty, we've got that opportunity, we've got that privilege to represent the Lord Jesus by Him, as the Bible said in this verse of Scripture, by Him. It's all by Him. Therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. We're praising the Lord. Amen. Offer that praise unto God. After all, He's the one that saved us. He's the one that redeemed us. He's the one that convicted us of our sins. He's the one that put us in the family of God. He's the one that birthed us into His family. He's the one that lives within us today. And so we'd offer that praise to God continually, and others might hear what the Lord has done for us when He saved us by His wonderful and marvelous grace. So we've got something to praise the Lord for this morning. So that's the communication of our faith, and we're to praise of our faith, the praise of our faith, and communicating to those that need to hear. Why do they need to hear? Because there's somebody out there that's never been saved by the grace of God. They need to hear what the Lord has done for us. They need to hear what God has done in our lives and how He took us a boat up in our hearts and forgave us of our sins and washed us from our sins in His own blood. Need to hear about that, how what the Lord can do and will do to every sinner in this world that will come to God by Jesus Christ. And therefore, we're to offer that sacrifice unto God continually, that others might see and hear what the Lord has done for us today. How good it is to know that our sins are gone. Our sins have been forgiven. Our sins have been washed in His precious blood. And that others might hear and not know about that saving grace of God this morning. Isn't it good to be saved today? To know that Jesus is real in our hearts and lives, and to communicate that by our praise unto God as we give Him honor and give Him glory and give Him praise, and because of the salvation that He's put in our hearts and lives today, we got something worth we're talking about. We got something we're singing about. We got something we're preaching about. We got something we're communicating about to others that they may know about the saving grace of our Lord. And today, isn't it good to be saved this morning? Know that Jesus is real and salvation is real. The peace of God that's in our hearts today to be communicated to others about that, about what the Lord has done for us. Communicate that to them, showing them and that by works what God has done for us. It makes a change in your life. And you know, what did that faith do? It changed your life. It changed your heart. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. So we've got something to communicate today. We've got something to praise God continually for in our lives. Don't just testify one time and sit down. But I'm telling you, brother, it's a continual praise unto God that we might communicate to those that need the Savior that Jesus is still alive and well. I'm telling you, he's been resurrected from the dead. He's seated at the right hand of God. And today, making intercession for the saints of God. And we've got something to say about that this morning because of what Jesus has done in our lives. And so the praise of our faith, praise God for what he's done for you when you get around the people of God, when you get around the sinners. And brother, praise God for what he's done for you. Well, I see your time is gone this morning. May God bless you is our prayer. And meet us in the house of God today. God bless you is our prayer this morning. Amen.